We are at the very top of Chav Vav Amud Beis, top line, Tanur Rabbanan. So, we mentioned yesterday differences between certain types of makeshift stitching, sewing up garments. We spoke about, we gave, 10 examples of situations of Eilu Kroyin She'ein Mis'achin. We spoke about a kriya which was done for a parent, Rabbi Nasi Av Bezdin, Shmos Rois, Birkas Hashem, Sefer Tesh and Israf, Ari Yehuda, Mikdash and Yerushalayim. We said one is not allowed to be Ma'achedem, and we said the Ichui refers to the Ichui Alexandri, which is the proper stitching, where they would stitch on the inside of the garment, and the outside looked nice and flush and properly repaired. Says the Braisa, the Zavad Yom, and Rabbanan, HaKerea Mitech Ashlal Mitech Hamalal Mitech Haleket Mitech HaSulameis Lo Yotza. Meaning, the last thing we said on Chav Vav Amud Aleph was, we mentioned these four things, that even though you're not allowed to be ma'achad them, but you can be shalal and ba'al and lelekton, and you can make sulames, which were different types of stitches, or kind of taking the ripped garment and kind of putting one piece over the other, folding it over, and stitching it. The point in all of these things is it wasn't a proper ichuy. So now the Braisa says, well, if a person is kireya, mitoich, a matzav where the beged was nishlal, or nimlal, or nilkat, or there was sulames, layotza, in other words, because you don't have a properly repaired, mended garment, about which we can say now that you actually did a kriya to a garment which was shalem, because the garment wasn't shalem, because you didn't sew it up properly. You just kind of did a tfira shleikaderech, or some type of a makeshift tfira. Whereas, mitzich ha'ichui, but if the garment was properly repaired with an ichui, and then your kireya yatsa, that's considered to be that you rent a proper garment. Amar Chizda ubi ichui Alexandri. That's providing that the ichui was a real ichui, like we mentioned, the ichui Alexandri. Then it's considered to be that the garment was properly repaired. Now it is a bar hachi to do kriya upon it. Ten rabbanim. Rashoi lahoyfchei lamata v'lachayse. Very, very interesting machlekes over here. Tanakhama says, even though you're not supposed to be ma'ache, and you're not supposed to properly stitch and sew the garment up, but if you take the kera and you put the kera at the bottom of the garment and you make a new hole for the head and where the bottom was, so now you've changed the garment totally, then you're allowed to do it. Shimon Lazar, he says, no, it's more did in the beged. The beged needs to remain in a state where it is nikra. Does it make a difference that you've put it top to bottom, bottom to top? And that's how we pass it. Oysa la'achaysa. You're not allowed la'achaysa. Ukeshem. Shehameicher osa la'achaysa. Kachale keach osa la'achaysa. And just like the seller is not allowed to stitch it up properly, so too the buyer is not allowed to stitch it up properly. And therefore, if a person sells a garment about which there is a din, but you're not allowed to do an ichui to it, you need to inform the purchaser. Otherwise, there's a potential mekach tos situation. Tos is very interesting. Second tos is kach lekeach aser lachayse. Loi shamati imutter lemeichru lenachri. Tesis says, I haven't heard whether it's permissible to sell a garment to a nachri. Lehidulekech asa lachaisai imu nachri mutter. If he's a guy, what we're going to say, the guy is not allowed to stitch it up. We're going to tell him, by the way, you should know, because in Judaism you're not allowed to stitch it up. Therefore, he has to keep that law. Therefore, Teisa says, I would think that it's permitted to sell it to a Nachri. I would think it's permitted, even though you know that he's going to stitch it up. He quotes over here in the Gilgan, Uber Mesteches Smachis, Sefer Tes, Isa de Oser. It says over there it's Oser. So it's more like It's incumbent upon you to ensure that this garment, this chifetz, remains karua. Good. That is that. Tanabana. Tchilas kriya tefach v'tisefes shalosh etzbois. We mentioned yesterday situations where you're allowed to be moisif on the original tear. So what is the shear, what is the minimum shear of kriya, and what is the shear of tisefes? So machleg is Reb Meir's view, da? Reb Meir says, tchilas kriya is a tefach. V'tisefes shalosh etzbois, divrei Rebbe Meir. And we saw previously, we quoted a pasuk which said, I think it was by David, that he was oichez his beged. And I think we said, ve'in achiz apachiz mitefach, because he was oichez and he tore, so presumably that which he was oichez he tore. So Rebbe Meir says, the original kriya is a tefach, and the tisefes is three etzbois, three finger breadths. Rebbe Yehuda is meikel. Rebbe Yehuda says, tchilas kriya shalosh etzbois, v'tisefes kol shu. The original shear is only three, and the tisefes is a drop. So Rebbe Yehuda is the maker over here. Amar Ola, halacha k'Rebbe Meir b'kriya. We're going to be machmer like Rebbe Meir to say that the original kriya is a full tefach. Halacha k'Rebbe Yehuda b'tisefes, and we're going to be maker like Rebbe Yehuda with regards to tisefes. Which is also interesting how that works. Like, how in halacha does that work? I mean, bishlam, if there's a third shittas tanoim who has the chumrah of Rebbe Meir in one by kriya and the kula Rebbe Yehuda by tisefes, fine. But if there is no shittas tanoim who says that, how can Rebbe Yehuda say, "Oh, we'll take the chumrah of Rebbe Meir and we'll take the kula Rebbe Yehuda," when there's no such tana who holds like that? Samru alach Rebbe Yehuda by kriya, alach Rebbe Yehuda by tisefes. Tanya Nami Ochi, Rabbi Yisrael, Matrilas Kriya Tevach, with the Sevis Kolshu. And that's the answer. It's Kalachar, otherwise it's very difficult to say that Ula himself would be able to do so. Tan Rabbanan, Amrulay Mace Aviv. They told someone, your father died. Vikara, and he was Kirea. Mace Benoyim. And the way the Rishenim explained, the Ritz and others, after Shiva, and we'll see the Gemara and the Hemshech. But let's learn now. And after Shiva, they told him Meis Benoy. So he did one kriya for his father, and then Rachman Atzlan, 7 days later, they tell him Meis Benoy. V'hoisif, and he adds on to the kriya which was done. He just continues. So we're going to see later on the sugya exactly how. What if a person tore so far down in his body that you're no longer in a place which is considered to be a place which you're allowed to tear. You're allowed to tear by your leg. So we'll have to see. But leaving that aside for now, told him his father died, he was Kerea. Told him his son died 7 days later, and he was Moisef. So what are the halachic implications regarding sewing up and stitching up these two areas? So you have the top area, which was where he tore for his father, that you're not allowed to repair. And you have the lower area for his son, which in theory you are allowed to repair. So the Braisa says, Tachta, in the lower area which was done for his son, Misacha. You're allowed to eventually sew up. Elyoin, Eine, Misacha. But the Elyoin, the top area, you're not allowed to be Misacha. And that seems pretty straightforward. I mean, the din is the father and mother, you're not allowed to be Misacha. For the other five Kravim, you can. The Ritva says, when the Chiddush is, the Li Gazrin and Tachtin are to Elyoin. You might have thought there's Machim for Gzeira. We don't make a gzera that you might confuse one with the other. That is case number one. Case number two, Meis Benoy, Vekara. So the top area he tore was for his son. And then after 7 days, they told him Meis Aviv, Vehoisif. And again, we will have a discussion as to whether or not Bechlal, when it comes to the Kriya for a father or for a parent, is it something which you're merely allowed just to be Moisif? But here the Tana Kama is saying that you are allowed to. We're going to see a Tana who disagrees with this. But let's for now we're saying that it is sufficient merely to be Moisev, even though it is the Kriya of a parent, which we've seen, Chumras of Kibbutz Ava'im, which one has to publicly show the Agmas Nefesh for the Ptir of a parent. But this Tana is saying that you're nevertheless allowed to be Moisev. So let's leave that to the side. So first was Meis Benoy, The Kerah Elyon was for the sun. And then they told him 7 days later, Meis Aviv V'Hoisif. And he just was Moisif. So once again, we see Elyon Misacha, the top one, which was for the son, he can stitch up, he can mend Tachzin for the father, Enei Misacha. That one, he's not allowed to stitch up. So, again, are we going to say the same ritzvah? Are we going to say the same thing that it's Kamash once coming to teach us that we don't make a Gzerah one or to the other? So the ritzvah says something else. The ritzvah says over here, Kamash one tuva. In this case, where the son died first and he tore the upper section of his garment, and then his father died afterwards and he was Moisef a little bit down below, we say the section up above you're allowed to mend. So the Ritzvah says here there's already a chiddush. Kamash man tuva. The salkadai techamina el yenami la yisache. I might think that top section you're not allowed to mend. She'afal pi that historically shetchila kishakara l'shem acherim nikra. Granted, originally he tore because it was his son. Mikol makam hari b'soiv alali gamkin l'kriyas aviv. That section he would have had to have torn for his father. It happened to be that he already tore for his son. So says the Ritter, that's already a big chiddush. You might have thought that at Kama, that he would have, he should have, he would have had to have torn that area anyway for the patira of a father, a parent. Therefore, it's not a bar ichuy. You're not allowed to sew it up, to mend it. Kamash malon, that it is permitted to do. Good. Yep. Anyways, yeah. Meis aviv. Now, Meis Aviv, Meis Imai, Meis Achiv, Meis Achaisi. Speaking about a case, Rahman Al-Slan, a person gets a Shmua, his father died, his mother, his brother, his sister, all at once. The Shmua came to Achas. Says the Tanakhama, Kireh, Kireh, Chad, Lekulon, with one Kriya, Yoyotza. Reb Yudah ben Biseira, Ayemer, no. Al-Kulon, Kera, Echad. Al-Aviv, V'Imai, Kera, Echad. Some of the gears say kera acher. For parents, you have to do a separate kriya mishum kvoidam. Why? Lefisha ein meisifin al kera aviv imay. You're not allowed to just be meisif. Whenever it comes to, if it's the five kravim, so that's when we will say you did one kriya and then you add a bit more and so on. First it was a sister and then it was a child, whatever it was, within the five. But whenever it comes to a parent does not get into the discussion of his suffers at all. The Rashi in the Ksav Yad says over here, V'akula polig Reb Yehudah, meaning Reb Yehudah is not just arguing on this last case where he hears that his parents died and his son and daughter died, his siblings died. He's going back on the previous discussion about Kerea and Tesefis. Says the Rashi Ksav Yad, Vakula Palag Reb Yehudah, Midiktani Meis Aviv Vikara, Meis Benoi Vahoisif, Vaasar Reb Yehudah Lameimar, Karal Aviv Umeis Benoi Enamaisif, Vikarea Benoi. You can't just do a Tesefis, this has to be a separate stitch, a separate tear. For a parent, a karal benoyim meis aviv ena meisif, and a karel b'makam acher. So says Rabbi Yehuda ben Biseira, when it comes to a parent, that requires a separate tear, and therefore you're not able to do so. You're not able to just merely add be meisif and so on. Says my time. What's the reason, Rabbi Yehuda ben Biseira? Amr of Nachum Yitzchak Levi Sheinan, but Tisefis, the kavod which one has to give to one's parent requires and demands that they're not included in the whole concept of tisefis, to be meisif a little bit. That, I'm afraid, does not apply when it comes to a parent, and that requires a separate tear. Good. Says the Gemara, Mishmuel, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. We're machmir for Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. In that, if Rachman Otzlan, in this case, Meis Aviv, Meis Imai, Meis Achiv, Meis Achayse, Tanakhama says, with one Kriya, you yotze everything. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira said, Nein, you have to be machmir, but it's under a Kriya for a parent. And that's the Shmuel, we're machmir. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. Fred the Gemara, mi Amish Shmuel Achi. One second, we mentioned Shmuel many a time. V'Amish Shmuel, Halacha Kedivri Hameikol Be'evel. Shita Shmuel is, the Halacha is Kedivri Hameikol Be'evel. Says the Gemara, quoted this before, Avelas Lachud, Kriya Lachud. There's a difference between Avelas and Kriya. Says the Tzitzit Rosh. Why? Mipnei, Shehakriya Mufureshes Batera. It's Mufurish Batera. Now we want to bring a pasuk La'achamat and Tera. We don't want to bring a pasuk before. Dechsev uvigdeichem leisefreimu uvigadav leyifreim and so on. Uvikriya halach rabida ben b'seir lahachmir. So we're going to be machmir because kriya is l'chud. Why? Says the Ritva, because there's already, it's sad to say, that it is diraisa. The Ritva, that's the Tizarash. The Ritva says over here, first he quotes to Hishem Yeshu Pirish Mishim Davidus de Rabbanim Kriya Mediraisa. Okay. Ulafi Mash, the Kostav, Nulael, Sheyesh, Savim, the Kriya Nami, the Rabbanim Kra, Kula, Smachta, Ba'alma. According to the opinions, would say that even Kriya is the Rabbanim. So then we will have to say a different Pshat. So then, Hachipru Shekiav, or Pishikam Kriya Mediraisa, Lenosin Shmuel Haklala, the Eloba Avelus. He only gave his klal in reference to Avelis. He never gave his klal in reference to Kriya. And some say Kriya anyway is done before the Avelis begins. Other Rishonim give different hesberim. It's like regular divrei seifim. Seifim we go after the rabbim and other klalim. But at least some Rishonim may say there's a distinction between the Raisas and the Rabbanans. And even if you say the Rabbanan, it could still be that maybe it's maybe the Rabbanan which is more chomer. Might also depend on how one understands the din of Asmachta. There's a famous Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, we've quoted many times, where the Ritva says an Asmachta is, it's not just Stam, a nice little play on words that Chazal found something sweet, you know, to kind of be Masmich the din. This is really Rotten Hashem, but Hashem didn't actually be Mitzavet Lahadiyah, but he wanted the Chacham to do it. And then he gives a stronger Taikiv to an Asmachta. Okay, good. Says Gemara Vayter, top first line, first wide line. Adheichan Kireya. So, until where is one Kireya? Tanakhama says, Ad Tiburei, until the navel. The Yeshemrim Ad Liboy, until the heart. Albishin Rai Ladover, Zech Ladovish Neva, Vekir Levavchem, Vobigdechem. Now, Higia Litiburei. If a person tore, and he went all the way down to the navel. Some add in the Girsa Vishoma Shmua Acheres, and then they heard another Shmua which requires a Kriya, but they've torn so far down that there's no potential of Tesefis anymore, because you can't tear down, you know, by the Aver, by the legs and so on. So Tanakhama says, and this is going in the Tanakhama, and the Mefashim say in Hanami, according to the Yesh Eimrim, who say that the maximum place of Kriya is Keneged Halev, Hu Adinamim Kara, all the way Keneged Halev, also this din would apply. So what does one do? Marchik Shalosh Etzbois, V'Kireya. Then one has to distance three Etzbois and tears. Now, what about Nisman and Rafanov? What if Rahman Atzlan? A person's entire front side of the garment is filled with tears. What does one do? Then he puts his garment front to back. If the whole thing, front to back, front and back, are covered, then, you know, obviously if one is wearing a regular shirt, which we wear nowadays, wouldn't kind of work for us. But if it's just kind of a gown, well, you can kind of manipulate it and put top to bottom. The kireya milamata, but in general, if a person is kireya milamata, then it's not in layotza. That doesn't work. Ella ayakain godel. Ella kain godel purim milamata. But there is a din that even though a kain godel is not supposed to show signs. He's not supposed to be Kereya. Nevertheless, he is Purim Milamata. Rashi says, and the Ksav Yad says, he does it Mishamagmas Nefesh. The Ran says, he does it for his father and mother out of Kovod. So even though it's not really considered to be a proper Kriya as such, but something he should do. So again, we mentioned before, we're going to discuss which time period do we speak about when one has to do a separate kriya, and when do we say it is sufficient to be meisif. If you look at Rashi, about 10 lines down, kol shiva, im meis le meis, kriya kriacheres. So within the shiva, so karav 1 was nifter, and then within the shiva, karav number 2 was nifter. So kol shiva, within the shiva, kereya, you have to do a separate kriya. La'ach shiva meisif. But after the shiva, one is allowed to be meisif on the kera rishon. That is one day. V'chad omar kol shloshim kereya. Even if karav number 2 is nifter after the shiva, within the shloshim, it warrants and requires, obligates a separate kera. La'ach shloshim meisif. So, Maskev L'Rabzeira. Rabzeira is going to have a question on both of these opinions. So, Maskev L'Rabzeira, man, the Amra Kol Shiva Kireya. According to the opinion, which said, if it's during the Shiva, and Shamash Meis LeMeis Acher, you have to do another Kriya. Man, the Kol Shiva Kireya. Amai. Delay Nitzah in the Shoyalai. So the reason why you have to do a separate kriya is because you're not able to stitch it up at all in any way, shape, or form, not even a makeshift stitching. Rashi says, "Delinitin l'shelolay tichshiva klal." Meaning you can't do anything. You can't pin it. You can't attach it. You can't double it over. Those four examples of shelol and molol and leket and sulamis, you can't do any of that stuff at all. So Rashi, "Delinitin l'shelolay tichshiva klal." So the emisiv bay, if what you do is you just add a little bit more, so then nichsi kikera echad, you're not allowed to stitch it, mend it in any way, shape, or form. So if you just add a bit more, all it appears that you're doing is you're just adding to your original kara, nichsi kikera echad. Aval acher shiva, the kvar shaloloi, when you've already attached it, kerea. Call Hashli Leis Meisif. So then you kind of just open it up again. You open up those makeshift stitching, which you did. Kira Kol Hashli Leis Meisif Kol Shu. Then the Minkar Da'al Meizach Kara. Then already it's clear that you're doing it for another one. So again, Maskelor B'zir Mandar Makol Shiva Kira. During the Shiva, you have to Amai Delay Nitzim L'Shel Aloi. Because there is that distinction between pre and post shiva. Pre shiva, you're not allowed to do any type of shlila whatsoever, and therefore would have the appearance you're merely being meisif on the original kara, not for another meis. But after shiva, when there's a heter to be shilol, also now when you're meisif, it looks like you're doing it for another meis. If so, asks Reb Zeira Elahad Amar Mar, Ha'isha shilal to l'alter. There's a special din woman, but I'm mishum kvoid ha'isha. It's a bigger bizayin for a woman to remain in a state of having a rent garment. So we learned before, Isha Shalal to la'altar. Well, according to the logic which I just presented, how does that work? I mean, she's allowed to immediately be Shalal, Hachanami. So according to you, Zakrashi, Hachanami, Demesif, Dekirea, Hashlila, Omesif, Papurta, then we would allow her. If it was meis la meis tich shiva and she was shelo her garment, so then we would allow her the next day to just be meis of a little bit for a meis acher, according to your logic. Rashi says the meis of a kriya hashlila the meis of bapurta the kaminkar the kapasik v'tani, and you said categorically kol shiva kriya nafilu isha. So you were seisim. You said categorically in all cases when a second Korov dies in the Shiva, you have to do a separate Kara. So what are you going to say? So that's my kasha on that first man. Omar, again, Elahadam Amar Yishishal Tal Alter, Hachanami, says the Gemara, no. Hasam Mishim Kveid Isho. There, it's a special dispensation. Ikra Din, she's not allowed to. She really shouldn't do that. During the Shiva, as you mentioned, you're not supposed to be Shayla Klau. And therefore, that's not such a kasha, because that's really an exception. That's a special kula, because it would be a bigger bizoyan for a woman to be in such a state. Fine. That was the kasha which Reb Zeira had in the first opinion. Manda Arakal Shleishim Kireya. According to the opinion which says the whole first 30 days, if it's meis lemeis acher, it requires a separate kera, amai. It must be because the entire 30 days, even for shar krovim, leinitzin lachoisai, you're not allowed to mend this stitch. You can't do a proper ichui, like we said at the top of the Amud, even for shar krovim. So, to the extent that there's no heter to mend it properly, therefore we say that if it's meis lemeis tefleshim, you have to do a separate kera. So according to that logic, by a father and a mother, there's never a heter to do an ichui. So we should say the same thing, that this din will never apply in the case of a parent. And you said that after 30 days, that's what we said before. We said that after lamed meisif, which is mashman mikol makam, after 30 days there is a heter to be meisif. But according to this logic, but for a parent there should never be a heter to be meisif. And again, we're going to say that we're going like the man d'amra before in the previous price, who said that the concept of hisafa does apply to parents. But Al Kavanim asks Reb Zeira, according to this logic, you shouldn't be allowed to do so. And again, the Gemara says a similar thing. Hasa mishim kveid aviv v'imayhu. That is a special din mishim kveid aviv v'imayhu. And again, don't ask a kasha from that case. That case is special. Rashi says in the Ksav Yad. Like we said before, we don't paskin this way. We paskin like the previous sheet, which says they're not. But that was a special din. That's a special exception. And don't ask a kasha from the exception. If a person goes out with a torn garment in front of a mace, hareza goizel as a mesim. Quite an amazing lashon. One is goizel the mesim. In other words, the din is you are supposed to tear your garment l'chvayt hames, and you're going out with a beged which is karua, so you're depriving the base of the kera which the mace is entitled to. The mace is entitled to that kera. Hareze goizel es hamesim v'esachayim. Very interesting din. And we'll see, maybe there's a practical ramification, even not for our regular Avelis. A person tells his friend, Reuben tells Shimon, do me a favor, can I borrow your cloak? I need to go visit my father, he's really unwell. So says Reuben to Shimon. So the din and v'halach humatzayu meis. Reuben goes and he sees that his father had died. The din is kireya. Reuben is allowed to tear Shimon's garment, because when he told him that he's going to visit his father who's unwell, Shimon knew what Reuben might find, and therefore that's considered to be a tacit heter from Shimon to Reuben that you can tear if need be. Umaachay, after you can stitch it up. You have to pay for the difference in price between a garment which has a rip in it and a garment which doesn't have a rip in it. But if you never told him, you're not allowed to. So there are those who say, this business, the person's going to the kaisel to go to a friend and say, can I buy your jacket? I'm going to the kaisel. Yeah, no problem. In this way, you obviate the need for kriya, because it's not your garment. So there are those who are against it. I didn't look it up again, but I would think that this Gemara would be one of the reasons why they're against it. Because the Gemara says, if you tell the person the circumstance and the situation, which might be the type of situation where a kriya needs to be made, where there might be you're allowed to do it. And if you tell the person, you know, I live in Chutzlaritz and I'm going to the Kosel, can I borrow your shirt? So then he knows, unless you say that he's saying, I know that you're doing it because you don't want to do Kriya, and I'm giving it to you, I'll ask you don't do Kriya. That might be the two days over here. But it might be relevant to that discussion. Good. Good, good, good. Fine. Tanu Rabbanan. We are about 8-9 lines in the bottom of the Amud. Tanu Rabbanan. Chayle shemeis lemeis, ein meidia meisei shemeis. Shema titrif daite alof. So if you have a person who is very unwell, and one of their craving was nifter, don't tell them, because maybe that could push them over the edge and make them so upset, and now they're going to be in a potential pikuach nefesh situation. The ein mekarim b'fanav, and so too, don't start tearing your garments in front of them. U'meshaskin es anoshim mipanav, women or anyone who is emotional. If you have a person who is an emotional person, be it women or someone else you know cannot hold their emotions, so then in front of this person, you have to be meshaskin. Place can bring this not only in reference to if a person is unwell and they hear about someone else who died and someone who's emotional shouldn't be there, but it's also about just being around a person who is in a very, very precarious situation. Don't have people who are extremely emotional who are going to start crying, oh, you're going to die, you're going to die. That's not what the person needs to hear. U'mekarin l'katim ne'agmas nefesh. One does kriya on the beged of a katan. A katan is part of a mitzvah in a chanavi, but it's done to be ma'orer tsar eitzel the rabbin. U'mekarin l'katim ne'agmas nefesh. The kirin es alchama v'alchameis ne kavod ishtei. One tears one's garments for parents-in-law out of kavod ishtei. And we saw that this special halacha is to chama v'alchameis as opposed to other kravi aisha. The Yom Rapapa Tanabevil Rabasi Aval Leyania Avel Leyaniach Tinek Beseich Chaykai Mnesha Mevil Adiz Chaykunim Zemizgan Alabrius. One should not bring a baby into a shivaus, to the oval, and so on, because the baby brings chayk and simcha and so on. If the baby needs to nurse, you can bring the baby into nurse, but the baby and little kids should not be there, because that brings about simcha, and that is not the time nor the place. Good, now we spoke about the Suvas Havra. The Suvas Havra, and some say that the word Havra is Miloshin Bar, which means outside, because the meal was brought from bar, from the outside. The ovel is not supposed to be involved in that first suda. We're going to see one Gemara which seems to mention it's the whole first day. It mentioned is machlek sushalim, if it's the whole first day, just the first meal. But we mentioned that those who are sitting with the ovel mentioned that one actually takes the bread and places it in the hand of the ovel. That's why passing bread from hand to hand is not done, because it's a sign of avelus, because that's what you're supposed to do when you give, you're supposed to put the bread in the oval's hand. But the one who is being mavra is not on a low bed. It's not, even though we spoke about being kofa for the mitzah, but the ein mavrin elal mitzah's school face.
So people who throw the bread on Shabbos for motzi or...
On Shabbos it doesn't apply. There's no avelus on Shabbos. There's no avelus on Shabbos, and on Shabbos you're allowed to pass a piece of challah from hand to hand.
In a normal home, there's no avelus. People have a market not to have it hand to hand. Is that because...
I'm saying on Shabbos or a weekday?
Anytime.
Oh, so anytime you're not supposed to, because it is a siman of avelus, and therefore you don't want to kind of do what you do to an avel. On Shabbos, there is no avelus on Shabbos, and it says lahadiyah, you can pass challah from hand to hand on Shabbos. I mean, there's lots of an argument. Some people, Dafka, my share, says in Hungarish, a minute that you're supposed to throw the challah. Yeah, I don't know. Always a point of contention with my shvigar. I'm sorry, say again? We're not knowing nowadays. Yeah, so Al-Kavani, we said those who are involved in the Suvas Havra, they are not on the mitzvahs kfufis, but rather on skufis. If the person is very friendly with the Ovel, Yavru al mitis kfuyos, and then that, the Menachem is also on the mitzah kfuya. Vimlav yavru al mitis kufus, like we saw in the Mishnah. Ravi is Rivim Milsa, something bad happened to Ravi, he was in Avel. Olegabe Abavar Marta, do Abavar Min Yomi. So Abavar Marta, who is also Abavar Min Yomi. And I saw that, I mean, you know, his mother was called Marta, or Martha, they called her, and his father was called Min Yomi. Why the names, why sometimes his mother's name, sometimes his father's name? So I think I saw someone who said that. Because either his mother was Megadol, or his mother was Tomech Bay. You know, the Mashah's name was Shmuel Edels. His mother was called Edel. So he goes by the name Mashah because his mother supported him in learning. That's why he went with the name of Shmuel Edels. Al-Kaponim. So Abu Bar Marta, who is none other than Abu Bar Min Yomi, he came to be Menachem Avot. So Rava felt, I'm not so close with him that he should kind of be on a mitzvah kfuya with me. And it's inappropriate for him to be like that. So Rava zakith. So Rava lifted up the bed. Abba Barmata, coffee. He turned it back over. So Rava thought, you know, he didn't chap. Like, I'm doing this for his benefit. Amr kama less be daita l'hayit serva mirabanan. I don't know if Rava articulated that or he just thought that to himself. A person is traveling. And they hear mace le mace. But they need provisions for the journey. So if you can avoid buying anything, avoid. So then if need be, do what you need to do with them, says Rashi. They know is bifni atzmai ella im chabura. But rather do it together with the chabura. Shochanor writes and says, over the ancient pay, he says, Yikne letzerech haderech devarim sheyesh behem chaye nefesh. Meaning you're traveling, I need food, I need water. So you buy, kind of as part of the group, purchase, as opposed to doing mekach memkar yourself directly. Ten rabbanim, Amos I gave in as hamites. From when do we do kfiyas hamitas, which we said nowadays we don't do it at all. Our beds are not beds which lend themselves to kfiya. But from when do kfiyas hamitas begin? And the Rishonim say it's really lav dafka. It's really when do the nihugi avelas begin? So when does that take place? Mishiyatsa mipesach beisei. From the time the mace, the mita, left the house. Divri Rebbe Eliezer, Rishonim man name, Mishiyista magoilo. It's from the time of Stimus Agoila, once they would cover the body with a slab. Rabbi Eliezer told those people who were still at home, "Kafu miteisechem, Avelis begins. Turn over your beds." The Kavin Shnitzam Agoila, Amalem Rabbi Yeshua went back and told them, "Kafu miteisechem, Amulei kvar kafinu al pi zakin. We already did it." You know, half an hour ago and 2 hours ago, based on what Rebbe Eliezer told us to do. Turn about it. Name is. I'm sorry?
When the minute of Kfiyas HaMitzvah
stopped. I think it's the minute stopped once. I mean, it seems to be that their beds were the types of beds which you could overturn. But our beds were where the mattress is in the middle. And if you turn it upside down, it doesn't really. You know, it looks pretty much the same thing. So it's. We mentioned the Tesis, I think, on like the Tesis of Vav, or. Or a pasuk, yeah, about the must yukni nastati behen uba avneseim hafalfachtia kafu mitzaseichem. You know, when there's death in the world, that's the diminishment of the must yukni, the tzelem aleikim, and therefore they were okay for the mitzah. But if the bed looks the exact same way, whether it's up or down, I don't know exactly exactly when that stopped. Good, says the Gemara. Talk about a name says yukni samitis be'erev Shabbos. So on Erev Shabbos, when Avelis Befahesia does not apply, so when are they allowed to erect the beds? So Mena Mincha V'Lamalo. It is Mena Mincha V'Lamalo. Tesis is Mistapik. Is it Mincha Gedola? Is it Mincha Katana? But Mena Mincha V'Lamalo. Amar Rabba Barav Huna Afa Pikein Eina Yoshev Ole Ad Shetechshach. You're still not allowed to sit on an upright bed Ad Shetechshach until Nacht, until Shabbos. which is mashma, even in the Bein HaShemashes period, I mean, yesh l'ayin, if a person was mekabel Shabbos early, l'chari would be allowed to, I would think. Ula matzei Shabbos, havavi she'ein aleishiv elayim echad, chayzev ekayfe, even though he's getting up on Sunday, and we know mitzvah yom kekulay, so ask that the Rishonim, so why taka must he be kayfe? So you'll say, certainly he needs to be kayfe his bed where he's going to sleep on matzei Shabbos. And if you say mitzvah yom kekulay, there is a din. Usually we say mitzvah yom kekulay is only from the morning. There is a din if there's a tzirich gadol to say mitzvah yom kekulay already from the night. Al kabbanim, he needs to be kayfe. Tanabanan akayfe mitasim imitasim olvadu kayfe ala kol mitesh yeish lebesich beisi u kayfe. All beds in the house require kfiya. Vafili yeish le esa mites basar makayemes kayfe es kolan machlekes, if it means all in the house where he lives, or even if he's got beds in different properties, it requires. But the point is, as we mentioned from that Gemara on Tezvav, it's more of a symbolic thing, that through with Misa there was a diminishment of the Selam Aleichem, and therefore the bed, which is a place of procreation, where the Selam Aleichem comes to the world, that is one should be kaifa. Tafilu hamisha achin meis erben kulan kaifin. Again, all of them have to do it. Again, they're all living in different locations, different houses. They're not necessarily sitting shiv in the same house. They all have to do this thing. But if it's a bed which no one sleeps on, you just place kalim on it, which goes very well with what we explained, to the extent that it's diminishment of the selam, and a bed, a puria is milashin puravu, it's a place of puravu, then it makes sense that it doesn't require kfiyah. Now, dargash ein tzarech lechvaisa. If it is a dargash type of bed, which we'll see in a minute, that does not require kfiyah. Elazikfay, all you do is you just stand it up. Dargish matris karvitov, you loosen the ritsuais, right? She says you loosen the straps, vunefam elav, and it falls by itself. So my dargish, what exactly is a dargish? Amra ula, arso de gado. It's a bed of luck. God, we know, means mazel. God the gudud yugudenu, and arisu the God. Rashi says, "Mita shemiyachtim isa lemazel toiv." The ein mishtamshin. See, we got mazel tov in today. Yeah, misha mishtamshin say lemazel toiv. The ein mishtamshin baklum elamiyachtim isa lishreis mazel toiv aletz. It's a bed with which somehow you want mazel, good mazel, to come into the house. Frag the Ran and Sanhedrin. What is this business? What is this? You put some to the bed is to bring in mazel into the house. That does schmecks from Darche Emori, Fred Duran. He says that's not allowed to do. He says, you know what it was? It was an extra bed, an unnecessary bed to show Baruch Hashem, person is wealthy, I've got an extra bed. And he says, Miloshen Mushal. It was called a bed of luck. But it's not really a bed which you're using to, you know, mazel Miloshen Ezila, that you're trying to kind of, you know, bring mazel down and so on. That would be a darkei meri type of hanaga. So yeah, so that's what Ula says. It's an aris of the gado. So according to that, it's a regular bed. It looks like a regular bed physically. Let's see. Amri Rabba elamato gabi melech desnan tola am mesuben ala aritz, when the melech is an oval. Everyone should sit on the ground, who meisiv al hadargish, and he reclines on the dargish. Up until now he's never sat on a dargish. Now when he's an oval, he lies and reclines on a dargish. Maskevurashi, my kusha. We haven't fed him, and hashta achline vashkina. Now we do give him to eat and drink. So why is it such a kasha? Okay, Eli kasha, ha kasha. If you want to ask a kasha on Ula, who said a dargish is an arts of the gado, and it's just a bed of luck, this is the kasha. The Tanya, dargish in itself, l'chvisi. You don't need to tilt it, you don't need to upturn it. Eli zeikvai, all you need to do is be zeikif it. The arts of the gado, if it's a regular bed, am I in itself l'chvisi? It looks exactly like a regular bed. Why should you not need to be kefet? Hotnan or Akatanya kefet mitas limitas vavadu kefet. I call me the sheish l'bzich basic kefet. So I was like, well, that's not shver. My kusha. Maybe that aviyamita miyachas lekelim. It's only a bed which is used and slept on. But if this bed is specifically never used, then it's like a mitim yechetz lekelim. It's animais a mitim yechetz lekelim, and it's sarach lechvayisa. So that's also not a kash on ula. Ella. And yeah, I guess that's an interesting question. Why would there not be marasai? How would the onlooker know if this is especially like the ran who just says it's an extra bed? Right here. Ella kash. You want to ask a kash on ula, who said that a dargish is arsa the gadon. Elei kasha, ha kasha. Shemigim lil omer dargish mater karvitov v'nevo mielav. You just untie the straps and it falls by itself. Now the isal kedaitich arisa the god. If it's a regular bed, what do you mean? My karvitov ispe. We're loosening straps. It's a regular bed. So we don't like those shots. As the gemara kiyos a raven amalei aumer abanin rav tachliva b'amar rav shmei. He used to frequent the marketplace of the tanners. My dargish arsabitzla. It is a leather bed. It's a leather bed. It's manami. I'm a biyami dargish siruga imitecha imita siruga al gaba. The difference between where the straps go from the inside of the frame, on the outside of the frame. If it's a dargish, it's on the inside. If it's a regular bed, it's on the outside. Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Halacha, Krav Shimon Gamliel, that you don't actually need, all you need to do is be Zekif a Dargish. You're just Zekif a Dargish. Yep, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Baracha, Amar Rabbi Asi, Mita, Shunaklita, Yotzin, if you've got like a canopy bed which has got poles which stick out, and you're not able to turn the whole thing upside down, Zekva Bedaya, again, all you do is erect it, and that is sufficient. Don't think it's sufficient just not to sleep on the bed. No, and you're going to just sleep on other things. You have to be kafi for the mitzah. You're allowed to sweep the floor, and you're allowed to kind of spritz, you know, water in the air to lower the dust. And you're allowed to wash the dishes and the cups. That you're allowed to do. The aim may be in it's a mugmar, but don't bring these spices to make a nice smell in the base of evil. It's not a time and a place to start making brachas on it. Bruchi hu dolei mevarchin. It's mashma that there's a hint to bring it. Like Asher, Haba Beis Evel, Haba Beis Hamanachman. Different pshatim in the Rishonim. Some say that the pshat is the Beis Evel means when the mace is still there. So in order to offset any bad smell which comes because there is a mace there, that's when there's a hatzah to bring besamim. But once the mace is removed and it's just the Menachman who are there, but the corpse has been removed, then one should not bring mugmar and besamim to a beis
evel. But you can leave it there, or you have to
move
it?
I'm sorry?
You can leave it there?
Leave the mugmar there? You're saying, can you leave the mugmar which was brought beforehand?
Yes.
I would assume probably not. I would assume that once the smell is dissipated, then you should no longer have the mugmar there. Sagarishna. Ein melichin lebeis ha'evil. This is now discussing about the Siddhas Havra. You do not bring to the food to the beis ha'evil, le betavla, vele ba'askutla, vele betonain. Don't bring the food on fancy kalim. El besalim on simple baskets. They name him a birkas avelim b'mayed. Remember, this was the word which some Rishonim used to explain the previous Mishnah of Ein Kern vele chaltzmein mavrin. Al-Krevish al-Mayyid is referring to Chalamayid, from the fact that the Sefer, this Mishnah says Mayyid. So you don't do Birkas Avelim and Chalamayid, in the Meshura, sure you do, Menachmin, who patroness a rabbim, you do a basic Nichum, and then you send everyone back home. Ein Menachmin a mitzah b'rochayiv, you don't leave the mitzah in a public place. Shalahagilas a hasbid, we don't give hasbidim and Chalamayid. You never leave the meat of a woman. And the rechayiv mipnei hakavod, that's considered to be a lack of kavod for the woman. Ten rabban. We're going to mention now, I think, eight things which originally they used to do, but they stopped doing it because of busha. Ten rabban. Rishayin ayim alichon bebeis ha'evil, ashirin beklasa shal kesef shal zav, aniyim besali nitzarim shal rava klufa. So originally when they would do this through this havra, so the ashirim would bring with beautiful gold and silver trays and what have you. And the aniyim used to bring with very simple stuff. Not to embarrass the aniyim. They would have white glass. Aniyim zchuchis tzvua, color glass. Everyone should use colored glass. This is a time of great sensitivity, and it's not a time that we should be mevayish anyone. Number three, Pella. Originally, by the levaya, they would uncover the faces of the niftarim. The Rishonim say, why? To be ma'ir the bechi, says the Nimuk Yosef. Because they ate so little during their lifetimes, they were so, their faces were already so dark, and it was so upsetting. Then that's obviously our minhag nowadays that the mace is covered. Number four, b'dargish vaniim b'klicha. Now she says, which is a mita shalmesim. The aniim who were alive, some say, they were mizbayish because they thought, oh, that's what they're going to take us out on because we can't afford anything else. Number five, to offset the bad smell of those people who had problems with their digestion. People who had that condition, mizbayishim. they need to have this air freshener. Number six, if a woman died in a state of nidus, all of her clothing is tummy and everything she touched is tummy. There would be matbil, all the stuff, all of her kalim. The live nidus were embarrassed. All women, they'll be their table, everything. Men who died in a state of zivus, they would be matpil their clothing and things they touched. Finally, number eight, the expenses which they had to pay for the tachrichin, it was so painful, it was even worse than the death of the karev. Ad shahayu krev of menichin son, they say ubarchin. They ran away. Can't deal with it. Ad jabar rabbi Gamliel. It was the nasi. Had plenty of money. The noag halas reish baatzmai. They are typically pishtan. And he went out with very simple barrel shrouds. The noag am achrav lotis typically pishtan. A repapa veid the noag alma filu betzar de bazus that we got with the cheapest burial shrouds possible. Good. We said ay menichin es amita brachayiv. We don't leave the mita in the middle of the brachayiv. We want to diminish. We don't want to have a spadim. Amra papa ein mayed b'chnei tamad chacham. But when it comes to tamad chacham, there is a heter to be maspid on chalam mayed. Kol shkin and chanak and purim. V'hani mili b'fanav. V'shlei b'fanav. There's no heter. Loi. Eini is that sovar of kahana safti l'rv zvid minar da. Where did Rav Kahana do this? B'fum nara. In a different village. So how could he do that? It's not b'fanav. Amra papi. Yem Shmua Hava. Uka Befan of Dami. Fascinating din. The day when you hear about it, that's a Bechina of Kibbefan of Dami, which allows a Hespid. Amrula Hespid al Leiv. When they would be Maspid, they would bang their hearts. Tehsiv al Shadayim saved them. The concept of Tifuach, which we're going to see later on also, is using one's hands. Kilos is using one's feet. I'm going to see these things later on. Tenabon hamikales, but if a person is using one's feet to make noise and bang, layikales besandal, ela beminol. Sakana, using a sandal. Rashi says it can easily come out, you can be hoifik the sandal, and you can break your foot. And therefore there is a potential sakana. Amar Yochanan, Avo Kevin Shenina Reishoy, once he kind of makes a gesture that, thank you very much for coming to comfort me, I appreciate it, but he's had enough. Kevin Shenina Reishoy, Shuv, Ein, Menachemin, Roshayim, Leishavet Slay. They should get up and leave. Everyone needs to stand up if Nasi walks in the room. Chutz mi Avel v'chayla. They do not need to stand up. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan lakol oimrim lam shvu. To all people, the Nasi can say, sit down. Chutz mi Avel v'chayla. And it's negeh if a Rav goes to be Menachem Avel and the person stands up. The Rav should not say shave, because it's got a bad omen, it's got a bad connotation, as if to say you're going to be sitting even more. Like shave, you know, we speak about he's sitting shiva. He's supposed to sit on a low chair, so you're not supposed to say sit down, because it's got a bad connotation.
Should be getting up, the Lord comes in, right?
I'm sorry?
A person should not be standing up.
That's what this price says. Correct. That's what it says. He's not mechuyev to stand up. Often they will do like a kima ktas. But if they do, or they might be unlearned, they might not know, and they might stand up, he's not supposed to say shave. Avel yom rishon asalech lechem mishalei. Can eat. Note here it says lashon of yom rishon, first day. Midam lerachman liyecheska v'lechem anashim leisaychal. In your case, right, don't eat bread which comes from others, mashman other situations, that's what is done. Rabba verbiesiv mechlefi sudasayu lahadadi. When one was an avo, one gave the sudasavra. When the other was an avo, the other gave the sudasavra. Vam reviudim rav, mezpeir, kobneir, asur basiz malacha. Everyone is asur basiz malacha. Some say the reason why is because everyone needs to be involved in the preparations. I don't think anyone says ad k'tikach, we're going to say Isaac b'mitzvah potlin a mitzvah, because it's primarily incumbent on the Avelim. Fascinating Gemara. I'm going to ikla l'drumsa. He went to drumsa. Shama kol shipura d'shichva. He heard a shefer sound that someone died. Chaz ha'anach inshi d'ka'av d'yavitita. He heard people doing working. Amalu l'havi ha'anach inshi b'shamta. I place you in shamta. Is there no one who died in the town? Why are you working? They've taken care of it. I'm out to you. Interesting why he didn't first ask the question. First he put them in Chayrim. It seems to be that at that stage, at that time, it was an anomaly to have the Chayrim Kedisha. And therefore he didn't even have to be done a Kavskos. Let's just do one more line. I'm reviewed a Merav. Kol ha-miskash al-meis yez midai. Al-meis acher hu boicher rachman l'tzlan. The Yin Yaakov says this is similar to the mice with the Meraglim. Ha-yi itza da-haviz b'shivavu seder Rav Huna. There was a woman in the neighborhood of Rav Huna. Havala shiva bani. She had seven sons. Meis chadmina, one died. Havas kabachya b'yiseyrta. Alei. She was crying and crying and crying nonstop. Shach Rav Huna loy stav diach. It's not kedai to do this. You're not supposed to cry more than 3 days. Don't make out that you're being ma'orer on midas hadin and so on, and you're a bigger rachman than the Abishta. Don't do this. Loy ashkach abei. She didn't listen to him. Shalach loy. He said to her, he sent her itzaisis mutav. Trust me, if you listen to me, it's good. Eleitzaitzavis. If you don't want zavdaser leidach, you might need to go ahead and prepare shrouds for another son. Mace. Another one died. Umeis kulu, all of them died. Rasayif Amalai said to her, "Teimush zavdasa lenafsheich." I mean, he saw that she was such an emotional person. She was not able to. I guess you have to say that she still had control. Otherwise, it's difficult to hear her ending. Umeis, and she ended up dying. Maybe she felt that, no, it's, I have to cry and I have to show emotions and so on. And he said, look, you don't want to make out that you're a bigger Rachman than the Eibishter, and if you do this, it won't be a good thing for you. And she kept doing it again and again and again, and in the end, she herself died. Okay.
Unless you have to eat, you
after each one, and all of them died. I'm saying, it wasn't that she was hysterical and it was out of her control, otherwise it's difficult to hear that she would receive that punishment. It was more, I would think, that she felt, no, this is appropriate to do, I think. Okay, but